My name's Stuart Langridge, and my favourite bug is 338160.
My name's John O'Bacon, and my favourite bug is 85793.
And this is...
Shot of Jack.
Everyone knows that developers don't care about users' issues and just concentrate on doing what they want rather than what their users want. Bugs get automatically closed after 2 weeks of no attention, and using every single bug reporting system in the world is equivalent to dragging yourself from your house to El Salvador by your teeth while lying on a razor blade in the rain. Unless you're like Linus Torvalds or something. But does it have to be this way? Is that division permanent?
There's always been this division between users and developers, and I think you're absolutely right in saying that this often manifests itself in a bug report. But I think the big challenge here is that there's basically no rule of thumb when it comes to bug reporting, because it varies tremendously between different types of projects. I mean, a project with one or two developers and may have 12 bugs, and it's easy to keep on top of that kind of stuff, whereas a project with tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of bugs, you need a much more elaborate bug workflow to handle these kinds of things.
Yeah, I mean, the interesting, we were prompted by this, prompted to do this by an email from a guy called Jimbo Hartland, who emailed us and said that he had a real problem filing a bug about a project, and he really wants that to be better. Trying to assign the bugs to the right packages proved to be a hair-pulling experience, he says. And and he's completely right. But part of the issue here is that everybody sees the other side as the enemy. So users find it really, really, really hard to submit bugs. They find that the information they get back from developers is either incomplete or more often non-existent. You'll file a bug, you'll never hear anything back ever, ever, ever. And that's really, really frustrating if you're a user. If you've got over the massive cognitive hurdle of filing a bug in the first place, having to sign up to this bug tracking system and fill in the details and so on, then to have your bug ignored feels like a betrayal. The flip side of that, though, if you're a developer, is precisely that you look at a list of bug reports, and I mean, Launchpad's got 500,000 bugs in it, and bugs.kde.org's got 230,000 bugs in it. Now, I admit there are bugs in open source software, but there aren't that many. So you know most of them are going to be duplicates or incomplete, which means that if you're a developer, you're faced with this huge, unimaginably terrifying wall of stuff to start working on. And where the hell do you start?
I think the thing is, though, is, you know, traditionally in the open source world, the ethos has been, you know, if you find a problem, then you should file a bug. That's the good citizen thing to do. But I think what's happened is over the years, as open source has exploded in size, and more people are coming and using our software and being aware of this kind of bug reporting ethos, is that in my mind, what's actually changed is that it's less important now to report bugs. But what we really need is people triaging bugs and people fixing bugs. So, for example, with a lot of large projects, and you guys are going to have to forgive us both, because we're going to talk about Ubuntu a little bit, because that's our primary experience when it comes to bugs.
Yes.
But with a project like Ubuntu, which is very large, when people file a bug, in many cases, they don't provide any debugging information, that kind of content that we really need to fix it. So we've developed a tool called Ubuntu Bug, which will you use to file a bug, and it will actually go and grab all of this debugging information automatically. So it saves the first couple of back and forth interactions where someone files a bug, a developer says, we need this information, the user provides this information. Ubuntu Bug optimizes that workflow. But the reason why it's been necessary is because so many bugs that have been coming in have had this duplicate kind of interaction, and it needed a tool, and it's really helped us with our bug triaging workflow. But smaller projects probably don't need that. I mean, if you're working on a small project and you're interested in it, you may know enough about the project to be able to file a bug and provide that information anyway. So I think the workflow really varies tremendously between different types of project.
Yeah, I mean, handling a small project from a developer point of view, it's reasonable for you to maintain a list of all the bugs against your project roughly in your head. So someone files a bug which says, I clicked on the save button and it crashed, and you can think, oh, a dude filed that a couple of weeks ago. I'll go and have a look, and then I'll mark it as a duplicate. You can do that. You can't realistically do that on large projects because most of the bugs you've never have seen until the first time you go and look at them. You certainly won't remember that they're all around.
The thing is, as well, is that, I mean, something that you and I have talked about a lot in the past, particularly when we were working on Jacosha, was making it really, really easy, lowering the bar for people to file bug reports. But then there's a certain school of thought that says if you make it too easy, then you don't actually get bug reports. You get forums posts, essentially.
Yes.
You don't get useful information that helps you resolve the bug. So part of the reason why I like solutions such as Ubuntu Bug is that it's really easy to file a bug. I mean, you basically click on the help menu in an application. But it also provides useful debugging information. And I think that's maybe where we want to focus the discussion as we move forward with this in open source, is making sure that it's really easy to file a bug, but also we can provide developers with enough information to actually get to the heart of the matter so a developer can go and write a patch.
Well, you see, here's the thing, right? Yeah, integration into apps, into the help menu helps. An app port Ubuntu Bug may help. And the GNOME people took Bugzilla, historically a dreadful user interface.
Yeah.
And have done quite a lot of work to make it easier. They provide a simple bug guide which tries to walk you through the process of filing a bug. All this stuff may help. But to be honest with you, is it expecting too much to expect users to report bugs? I mean, the way we've historically avoided having to have a testing community, testing teams in open source, is by release early, release often. You push out something as soon as you've written it with the intention that your users are also your testers, that they're in a position to say this has gone wrong and go through the effort of filing bugs back so you find out that there are problems. And this was fine when every user was also a hacker. But that's emphatically not the case anymore. Since it's not sustainable, what do we do? Yeah. Do we just expect 1% of users to file bugs and that's enough? Or do we actually need to start really thinking harder about testing?
Well, that's where I think that the challenge lies, is that it's the thing about bug reporting and bug treasures, it's a really, really hard problem. A lot of people don't realize how complex it is. So, for example, bug reporting systems, everyone bitches about bug reporting platforms such as Launchpad or Bugzilla, whatever it might be. But they're actually really hard applications to build because bug reporting is not a simple process. It's a multifaceted process. And then not only that, but I'll never forget filing a bug with an open source project once. And I got complained at because I was filing the bug on the stable version as opposed to running out of CVS. And it's like, I'm not going to run like this thing out of CVS. I'm going to run a stable version. I'm going to file bugs in my stable version. So, you know, a lot of developers will expect that, you know, they're not interested in bug reports and stable versions. They're interested in bug reports and development code. And that, again, raises the bar for people being able to file bugs.
Oh, it does, absolutely. But that's the point about the division between the thing. Because from a user's point of view, yes, it's unreasonable to expect someone who uses your software to say, oh, there is a problem. I will download and compile the new version myself. But equally, from a developer's point of view, if they have to spend their time saying, no, we've already fixed this bug, but in the development version, no, we've already fixed this bug, but in the development version, then it becomes really hard for them to actually get work done.
Yeah. And the other thing, that we could devote a whole extra show to this, but there's then the challenge of how, you know, a bug report that's filed in something such as gedit in Ubuntu will exist possibly in gedit in Ubuntu, but it may exist in upstream, it may exist in OpenSUSE. How do you link all these different bugs together? And Launchpad has some functionality for this, but there's a wider problem there. So we have covered some of the topics involved in bug reporting. It's a hugely complicated subject, but I'm really convinced that the Shot of Jack community has got some incredible thoughts to share on how we can do this, how we can make it better. What do you folks think? What are the problems with bug reporting? What are the opportunities that we can face? What can we fix? How can we make it better? The first place you need to go is to shotofjack.org, where you heard this episode, and leave your comments there.
Leave us comments on Twitter or Identica by tagging them with #shotofjack.
And don't forget that you can email the two of us specifically by emailing us at talktous@shotofjack.org.
Thanks very much, and we'll see you on the next Shot of Jack.